Hello.
All right.
My name's Emma, and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. The date is Wednesday, the 5th of August, and the time is 2:17.
Very early in the morning.
Can you tell me your name, your date of birth, and where you've come from?
James Bowers, 18th of the 10th, 88, and I've come from Doncaster. But I'm actually at the minute a student in Durham, so I'll be representing the North East, I think, on the project.
Right, and where did you hear about the project?
Well, I think it was the BBC, I think it was actually the BBC website. Sometime maybe January, February, they were saying what Anthony Gormley was thinking of doing, and then I had a look, a little bit more research on it, and put my name down for you to email me when you could start applying for a place, and then just thought, hey, I'll go for it. Always been interested in modern art, this sort of type of thing, so what I've got to lose.
And when did you find out you had a place?
Oh, well, so now it was, I think it was a few days into July, because I think someone had actually not accepted this place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. because I'd been told at the start of July that I'd not got a place for August, and a couple of days later they'd said I have actually got a place for August. But obviously someone's shut it down.
And how did you feel when you found out you did have a place?
Didn't really think I was going to get picked, you know what it's like. Yeah, I looked again on the website, thought Jesus is the type of thing that I'd really be into. Had another think about it, talked to friends and parents who said just go for it, and I thought, as I said earlier, what have I got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
Been a great experience.
What about now? Now it's the time, and you've only got half an hour to go. How do you feel?
Butterflies in the stomach are starting to come about, what can I say? But I suppose it's not midday and there aren't going to be that many people about. Just internet is all going to be taped and recorded, as this is being now, so not too jittery, I hope.
And so, would you elaborate on what you're going to do up there?
What I'm going to do, well, certainly I'm campaigning for the Greenbelt in Doncaster, for the Campaign to Protect Rural England, something a charity I've always been interested in, done voluntary work there, got some great contacts there as well, so I've been talking to regarding this, because the Greenbelt in Doncaster only extends from the western side of the borough, and the eastern side needs the Greenbelt extending to obviously protect the countryside. And along with that, I thought I'd make something a bit personal as well. So I've got 20 banners to hold up to say hello to people who I've said matter in my life. So work colleagues, friends, housemates at university, relatives, that type of thing. Just give a shout out to people who matter.
Environment always been something you've been passionate about?
Yep, quite a bit.
Okay, if we can just pick up where we left off there. Have you ever been involved in anything like this before?
Can't say I have, no. It's going to be a first for me, this is.
How do you feel the effect of doing this will do for your cause?
There's already been a small article in the Yorkshire Post, which, although it's not a massive newspaper, gives it prestige around Yorkshire. Not prestige, that's the wrong word. Sort of promotion around Yorkshire. And they're going to be putting it on the website just to say that, you know, there are people out there who are caring about what we're trying to achieve at the minute. That type of thing.
Okay, and so you need to ready to go up? Are you excited?
Excited's one word. I probably wouldn't use nervous, I think, more at the minute. When I get up though, I think I'll get into it. I have everything's planned out, so I didn't want to be one of these people who get up there, decide what they're going to do, scribble something on a sheet of paper. So yeah, it's all planned out. It should go okay, so if it's not too windy and blow something away, that'd be a bit of a disaster.
Have you got anyone watching at home?
Mum said she was going to get up, and so was one of my housemates. Whether they will, I'm not sure. I certainly wouldn't if it was one of my friends, I don't think. Yeah, because you can now, as you can now, watch it back during the night. Failing that, I think if my mum does get up, she said she was going to ring me and say what it looked like. Oh, how nice is that?
So sort of aside from what we've discussed, is there anything else in your life at the moment that you feel is quite important to you?
Quite important to me, university, obviously.
What you said.
Politics, philosophy and economics at Durham. Got some absolutely fantastic friends up there. I'm going to miss them so much next year because I'm going on an exchange year. It was terrible to sort of say bye to so many people after 2 years and become so close to them, especially my housemates and friends from my subject, who I'm going to be giving a great big shout out to up there on the plinth. I think they deserve it, putting up with me after 2 years.
Where are you going for your exchange?
Boston in America, which should be a good year, certainly.
What made you choose that?
Just one of the ones that the university has a link with. Interested in American politics as well. Certainly interesting times at the minute with Obama, so be able to study a lot over there. Something to do with that.
Where do you think your interest in politics stems from?
I think probably my dad ranting and raging on the radio like he does. He used to bore me to death listening to Radio 4 as a kid every day on the way to school. I used to absolutely hate it and just want music on. And I think it probably bore into me an interest in politics. Sad but true, I think.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about your upbringing?
More just mum and dad, no brothers and sisters. Don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. just in Doncaster. Had some great grandparents. Don't know what else to say about upbringing, really. It's quite awkward talking about yourself on this, especially upbringing. Don't know, what do people normally talk about?
What about your home life at the moment? Who do you live?
Living with mum and dad at the minute, unfortunately. No, just during the summer. And then, obviously, university. Can't wait to get back. Having raging arguments with my parents about organising me. You know, at 20, I start to think, come on, it's my life now. That type of thing.
And your plans for the future, what comes after Boston?
That's a difficult one. Pass my degree to start with, hopefully with a good grade. Fingers crossed all round, I think, there. Then I don't know. See where it takes me. A few things I'm interested in, advertising, consultancy maybe. Don't know, there's just so many things you can go into these days, aren't there? Certainly no idea there. Probably should start thinking I'm going to be graduating in 2 years, but... you know what students are like, just come out of university with a degree and do anything you want.
Aside from university life, do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies? That's quite a difficult one. There's nothing specific to me, really. Obviously, CPRE as a charitable concern. Debating at university goes hand in hand with politics. Swimming, I like to keep sort of half decently fit. I'm not a fitness fanatic, but you've got to do your bit, haven't you? And a bit of jogging, I suppose. Other than that, I can't say there's nothing particularly hobby-wise.
How did you come across this charity, specifically?
That's a really good question, actually, and someone asked me that in an interview for a sort of an internship a couple of months back, and I actually can't remember. I think I was probably looking on the website about something environmental, and it just came up as something in the Doncaster region. And then I did some work experience, sort of voluntary work there. I don't know, it's just been an interest ever since.
For how long?
Not too long. It was just about a week, maybe a bit more than a week, but it gave me a good all-round view of sort of planning applications or sort of things that they do for the charity.
Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
Don't think so, no. Just thank you very much to Anthony Gormley for what is, I think, a great piece of artwork, installation. Don't know if you can call it art, really. Just great imagination all around there. Thanks for giving us the opportunity.
Were you a follower of his work before this project?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, Durham was up close to the Angel of the North, which I've driven up to and seen before. Certainly impressive, and I'm going to have to... I'd have liked to have seen the ones on the London skyline, was it the South Bank? It's a shame they've been taken down now. Other than that, I don't think I've seen anything else.
What impact do you think standing on the plinth will have, or of the plinth in general will have, on the public?
Ooh, that's a difficult one. I think they'll probably reevaluate what the idea of art is, maybe. Because we've had all sorts up there. They had Alison Lapper up there? The pregnant disabled lady. I don't know, maybe make people more creative, see what they can. Well, difficult to know what to say there. Maybe make people realise that they can do more creative things that they want to. It won't be criticised, even though this has been by some people. I think it's just good fun as well, generally. I know my dad's really into it. Keep looking on the internet, for goodness sake. Just stop telling me, you know, I'm interested in it. Yeah, but there's an overkill. I think you just get general people more interested in art exhibitions in general.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thanks a lot.